Good afternoon. Today, President Obama, speaking at a news conference in Washington, continued to sell the Iran nuclear deal. Under the agreement announced yesterday, Iran's nuclear program will be scaled back. It will be closely monitored as the U.S. and world powers cut off Iran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon. In exchange, Iran will see biting economic sanctions eventually lifted. This will free up billions of dollars in oil revenue and frozen assets. Opponents of the deal, which include Israel, have criticized the Obama administration for granting sanctions relief to Iran as it continues to fund terrorist groups in places like Syria, Yemen, and Lebanon. Obama said he hopes the deal will encourage Iran to behave differently and stop sponsoring terrorism in the Middle East, but he said, we're not betting on it.
So this deal is not contingent on Iran changing its behavior. It's not contingent on Iran suddenly operating like a liberal democracy. It solves one particular problem, which is making sure they don't have a bomb. And the point I've repeatedly made, and is I believe hard to dispute, is that it'll be a lot easier for us to check Iran's nefarious activities, to push back against the other areas where they operate contrary to our interests or our allies' interests, if they don't have a bomb.
Meanwhile, as lawmakers in Congress try to stop the deal, Obama aimed his remarks squarely at them.
My hope is that everyone in Congress also evaluates this agreement based on the facts, not on politics, not on posturing, not on the fact that this is a deal I bring to Congress as opposed to a Republican president, not based on lobbying, but based on what's in the national interest of the United States of America.
Meanwhile, the nuclear deal was welcomed at the United Nations. They are working there on a draft UN resolution to endorse and implement the deal. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. City officials in a Los Angeles suburb tried to suppress video of a police shooting of an unarmed man 2 years ago. But on Tuesday, a federal judge, Stephen Wilson, unsealed the video. He said the public has a right to know why the suburb settled a $4.7 million lawsuit over the death of Ricardo Diaz Zeferino and another man wounded by police. The video was shot from two angles mounted in two patrol cars. It shows three men suspected of stealing a bicycle standing in a street under the glare of police lights. With their weapons trained on them, the officers scream at the men to keep their hands up. Two of the men remain motionless. Diaz Zeferino seems confused. He raises his arms and he drops them repeatedly, showing the officer his hands and stepping backward and then forward a few paces. A laser dot from the officer's pistol can be seen on his shirt. After Diaz Zeferino removes a baseball cap from his head, officers standing to the side of the men unleash a volley of gunfire. A lawyer for the Associated Press, the Los Angeles Times, and Bloomberg argued the video should be unsealed under a First Amendment right to access court documents. Closer to home, Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said the owner of nine Papa John Pizza franchises in the Bronx has been taken into custody. Schneiderman's office says Abdul Jameer Kokar turned himself into authorities Wednesday morning. Charges include failure to pay wages and falsify business records. It's the first criminal case by Schneiderman's office against a fast food franchise owner over alleged wage theft. Officials say Kokar didn't pay minimum wage to some employees and also tried to avoid paying overtime. And here's some good news. Kids in the South Bronx will have access to a pop-up library and media center this summer. The facility called the Ideas Box was created by the French designer Philippe Starck. Besides books, it will provide internet, tablets, and cameras. The Idea Box will be in Hayden Lord Park until September 5th. Also, New York City is launching a two-year program to distribute 200,000 bundles of baby books. City agencies and the Reach Out and Read program will distribute the books to families with children ranging from newborn to age 3. Each bundle will include a book called Love Is. It's designed to encourage early childhood language development and establish strong bonds between parents and children. The books are being donated by Scholastic. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.